If you look at the background with the other guys, you can definitely notice that they're trying not to laugh.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene that was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special treat for you today. We have a new house band with a new dimension in rock and roll. We have the one, the only Dragon Sound!
This band is the only family I have.
They're all black belts in Taekwondo and they're pretty bad.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 22 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the number one 2B-related podcast out there on the internet that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian, and also is the one where my co-host and I look for a random film on 2B and do an audio commentary on it. And with me, as always, is one of my co-hosts, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hey, hey. I'm doing good, doing good. The sun is shining today. How are you, Bede?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Just got home from work not too long ago. A little tired, but outside of that, though, it's been pretty good on my end as well. And I'm also pretty excited because, once again, this is my pick for... this edition of the show, but I think people might dig this one. I won't say what it is yet, but unfortunately, though, our regular co-host Batch couldn't be on the show today, but he is here with us in spirit, and we hope that he'll be back on very soon. And he should be; he'll be back on the next episode. However, yes. Though we have two very special guests,
yes,
who are both friends of ours in real life, who are filling in as our co-hosts for this episode.
Woo.
And first up, of course, is the one and only Haley. Hello, Haley. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm very well. How are we all doing today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's been a while since you've been on 2B Tuesdays, Haley, because I think the last one you did was like very early on, because when we did Basket Case, which was episode 5.
I swear we did the Christmas one, unless that was in a different order and I've totally just forgotten life.
I think that might have been a completely different episode from what I remember.
Oh, different, yeah, 2B Tuesday. You do too many podcasts, man. It's hard to keep track. But yes, Basket Case was definitely the last one that I was on, and that was a very, very interesting ride.
Indeed, indeed. And our second special guest is he makes his return after last appearing on the episode which we reviewed Zack Snyder's Justice League, and that of course is Shane. Hello, Shane. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I hope this film is a masterpiece like the Snyder Cut.
You're damn straight it is. And well. We'll get right to what this episode of the show is about. Originally, I had a completely different movie for this one, but when Batch wasn't able to join us, Marcy decided to veto my idea for this episode.
I did not!
But I will seek my revenge later on. I decided to pick a completely different movie that I know all of us will enjoy. And it's one that we've all seen. So this is one of the rare episodes when all of us have actually have seen the movie in question we're about to watch. But that being said, though, at some point we were probably going to tackle this movie because this movie is a classic in its own way. And that, of course, is the 1987 action film Miami Connection.
I think you mean musical martial arts action film.
I think you mean to put masterpiece in there too.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. It contains a lot of things. It has martial arts, ninjas, a lot of musical numbers, and also some other weird random stuff as well. And also some pretty amazing hair as well and acting. But
the best thing about this movie are the songs, but particularly Friends. That song indeed is the best. But anyway.
But indeed, I'd never heard of this movie until our good friend Shane told me all about it a while back, and you kept telling me that I needed to watch this movie.
I did. And you watched it. And you love it.
Indeed. And that's why we're doing audio commentary
on it. But Shane, where did you find out, or how did you find out about Miami Connection?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one of the Fantastic Fests in America might have done it. And Alamo Drafthouse. Alamo Drafthouse. That was their first like release when they tried to produce film, DVDs.
Yeah.
And they brought back old films, and this one was their first release. And yes, once I saw the interest in that, I watched the trailer and fell in love.
And you had to share that love for the world with this movie.
Well, yes, there's a very important father-son story in this movie that I think needs to be told.
That is true. And since it was, at least at the time of this recording, recently Father's Day, or at least in the US anyway, so we've picked a really good movie for this episode of the show. However, though, it's not the only day of celebration, because a little certain someone on this episode is celebrating their birthday at the time of this recording. Isn't that right, Hayley? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hip hip hooray.
Hooray.
Another year older. Another day around the sun.
Indeed. But the best way we're going to celebrate your birthday is by watching this movie, which I'm very excited about.
Fucking yeah.
Now, before we get to the ground rules for all of our episodes of 2B Tuesday, a word from our sponsor.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
And we are back. Now, for all those out there who have never listened to any of our previous episodes of 2B Tuesdays, first of all, how dare you? Secondly, what you need to do is go straight to Tubi, look up the film Miami Connection. However, if you have our sponsor Surfshark, you'll be able to track it down in other parts of the world, including US Tubi. And also, We're going to be starting the movie from the very beginning. So we're going to count down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way that our commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, based on our previous episodes, if you don't have the movie or don't have Tubi, the commentary itself will still be a really fun listen to, regardless whether you have the movie or not. But I think if you do have it, definitely watch with our commentary because it'll still be a lot of fun anyways. But also, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So when an ad does appear throughout the film, we will shout out ad. And that way you can stop the film. And then when the ad is over, we'll let you know. And then you can restart the film again. Now, is everybody ready for Miami Connection?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Let the fun begin, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a good time, man.
And Shane, are you ready too?
Always.
He was born Let's do for this.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, boy.
All right, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Blast off. Can we all see the movie?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Draft House Films. There you go.
Thank you for bringing
That's what I was trying to say earlier.
You forgot.
Yeah.
Well done, Shane.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, this isn't the Canon logo.
All I've been doing is watching Canon films all month.
Yes. Ah. I love that this movie is called Miami Connection and only the first 10 minutes are only set in Miami.
And we're only somewhere in Miami.
You don't want to be too specific.
No, I want that guy's outfit. Which one? All of them.
All the hats. We need all the hats.
Especially that guy's hair who looks like Scott Glenn.
Do these guys think they're fucking in the Smooth Criminal music video?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Annie, are you okay?
Is that David Cronenberg in the background?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
I love ninjas on motorbikes.
They're allowed to. I mean, if ninjas can be in bright colours in American Ninja 2 and on a beach in broad daylight trying to be in camouflage, then yes, ninjas can ride motorbikes too.
Indeed. I also love the fact that this movie, like, probably this is one of the rare occasions where they actually did shoot at night rather than using a night filter.
So,
but except for that dude, he's wearing white.
Blends so well in the darkness.
So what's the history behind this movie?
Well, what I gather, the director of this movie...
Oh, by the way, whenever B drops facts, that's a Tubi drink.
Yes.
Even though I asked him, that's beside the point. Sorry.
Yeah, YK Kim, who co-directed and stars in the film as Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi.
He basically, he was like a Taekwondo teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made this movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of the actors in this film are actually students of his, particularly the ones in the band Dragon Sound.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the movie was released, basically was completely forgotten about. And then I believe from what I remember, and Shane can probably confirm this for me as well.
I think we have an ad or something. No.
It just froze. No, don't worry, everyone. Just keep watching the movie. It had a bit.
Just for reference, we're at 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Ninja Star.
Obviously, that was Freddie Mercury and Elton John right there checking out the drugs.
Jesus. Ninja Stars.
And
continues.
So, based from then on in, I think
look at that little Michael Jackson twirl.
Look out! Oh!
No, not Freddie!
Ah, my head.
Obviously gave excellent head.
Oh.
Well, at least in this movie, like, even though the ninjas are wearing black, like, it's obvious, like, you can't even see them, so no wonder they can actually, compared to other ninjas in movies.
Well, yeah, you can't see them, really. But anyway, yeah. So the film was released and forgotten about, right?
Yeah, and then, like, years later, I believe someone actually bought a print of this movie off eBay for, like, I think it was, like, somewhere between like $20 to $100. I could be completely wrong, but I know they bought it for cheap. They didn't know what this movie was.
It's Frozen again. It's at 4:14 and it's back. I've no idea why it's doing that because the movie had like loaded. But we'll see how we go.
Yeah. And then the guy watched the movie and was like, oh, this is amazing. We need to get this release. And then Draft House, the Alamo Draft House got involved and wanted to distribute the movie. And they tracked down YK Kim. Oh, that guy's arm fell off.
Master YK Kim.
That is true. Master YK Kim. And they rang him up. They were like, oh, we found this movie that you made back in the 80s. Would you be interested to help us be involved with it and bring it out there? And the guy, and YK King Kim hung up on him because he thought they were joking.
Wow.
Wow. Like, y'all aren't serious. Bye.
Those ninjas have a serious cocaine problem.
Well, the ruined cocaine. That shit got wet.
and then from there, they restored it and then played it at, I believe, Fantastic Film Fest, and then it just became a new cult classic.
And why did he want to make this movie?
To promote Taekwondo, and also, you know, stop the drugs.
I see.
No, stop the drugs is mad important, friends.
Exactly.
Do Taekwondo instead of drugs, kids.
Yeah, exactly. And also be like the ninja because they know how to wear their face mask properly.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Respect the ninja.
Where's my money?
Where's Denny's money? I mean, Chris R's money.
Take a drink every time they reference the room.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Oh my god, this thing is like
freezing something.
Freezing up, but it's like still going. Now
yeah,
it's
still playing. So now basically
it stopped again.
Well, here's the thing, like it's still playing. It's just like don't pause it because it is still playing.
No, it wasn't actually moving. It might be my internet connection. All right. It's back.
Okay.
Another bike gang. Oh my god, my
we're at the titles.
Connection.
Okay, tell the audience what the time is, Marcy, so they can keep in time with us.
6:44.
Yeah. Do. Whee!
Yeah, I'm just dancing to the music.
Dancing queen.
And
these lyrics are amazing.
Stealing all your cocaine.
That's my favorite thing about all 80s movies, particularly like the low budget kind. All the songs pretty much reflect everything that's going on in the movie.
Yeah, Escape from Miami. Yeah.
And it's just basically like a montage of mixture of scenes we're going to be seeing later in the movie.
How did
everybody likes a montage.
How did he set that thing on fire?
Ninja magic.
Magic, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
not
yeah.
Magic, ninja magic.
Ninja magic.
Ninja magic.
Sorry, I keep forgetting and a wizard did it.
Yes.
Ninja wizard.
Exactly.
Bede, what's the Patreon tier for you to dress up like that guy?
It's at least 80 tiers. And mind you, that's 30 more than me dressing up as He-Man.
I would have thought you'd want to...
We buy you with enough alcohol, you could do that for free. What do you mean?
Yeah. But that also, guy... I mean, even the other guy is probably wearing more clothes than He-Man. So what are you trying to say, Bede?
You're trying to ruin this guy's rep for great fashion? How dare you?
Exactly. I do love that he's wearing track pants.
So in other words, you'd be comfortable.
Exactly.
I mean, if I was a gangster ninja, I'd wear my track pants.
His name's Jeff.
My name is Jeff. I mean, it really is. Fuck, okay.
And now they're in Orlando. Here comes everybody, the best band in the entire world, Dragon Sound. Is it really that hottest, Florida's hottest nightclub?
If they got Dragon Sound playing, and they're the hottest nightclub.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, they even have a ceiling fan above the crowd. I mean, above the stage. Fuck. Yes! The best song ever! Shut up! Everyone has to shut up! We have to hear the song!
But we have to sing along because...
Friends through eternity, loyalty, honesty.
Friends forever will be together. We're on top because we play to win.
I love their outfits for the stage.
Half their bloody
And the guy who's singing right now, he actually wrote the songs for the movie.
This song should have won Oscars.
Everyone needs this song in their life.
I'm pretty sure the only way you can make friends is to sing them this song.
Exactly. And it's obvious, like, these guys in the band don't know how to play.
What are you saying?
I don't know what you're doing here. You better watch her. Let's go.
Come on.
Oh, man, that's him talking.
That's actually dialogue, yeah.
Let's go. Right. Come on. Why does that guy have a noose around his neck?
There. I don't know.
We'll make our dreams come true.
Now, Marcy, tell me, does the lead singer look like Ravishing Rick Rude?
Yes.
Holy shit.
It does. Nick
Mullet right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my god.
Hey Marcy, I might steal the lead singer's look for an upcoming top secret project that we're working on.
Yes. And that guy's look.
Yes.
Poor Jeff.
And beads forever, beads for eternity.
Look, YK Kim is clearly not playing that guitar.
Yeah, it's because he's clapping his hands.
Clapping his hands.
He's having fun, okay, Bede? Get off the dick.
I'm just saying.
I want to go to this nightclub because I want to dance to this song played by Dragon Sound.
I know, right?
Hell yeah. And we should get Dragon Sound t-shirts.
Yes.
And also, at the screening for this movie, the Fantasia Film Fest, completely got... those mixtures wrong. The Fantasia Film Festival, they actually, after the screening of the movie, they got Dragon Sound to perform live.
Fuck yeah.
Damn,
who
I need...
played YK Kim's guitar.
Yeah.
Time machine, that's where we're going. Any other time in history, we're going to go see Dragon Sound.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
See, this movie do what's up because it like plays all the songs in full. It's like Rock and Roll High School.
Oh, now I don't care about the rest of the movie. We've heard the best song.
We're done. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We're done.
Ad. Now we got an ad.
And it's an ad for Forward.
GoForward.com. I don't know what that is. Why am I saying it out loud? They're not paying us to advertise anything.
Indeed. And if anyone wonders why are we getting American ads through Tubi, it's because we're using our sponsor, Surfshark, to watch Tubi.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge, wink,
hells
wink.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a mental health thing. Oh, cute. Oh, another ad.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa. Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I keep fucking up her name.
I'm a bit distracted.
I think it's a... Oh, yeah, it's a salsa.
And another drink ad.
And another alcoholic ad.
Because they know that people need to be drunk as fuck to watch Tubi.
Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, am I right?
Yeah. Not here. Although that Svedka vodka's crap.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
And also... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, for a good time, drink all the alcohol while you watch Miami Connection.
No, it's Tubi and chill, bro.
Tubi and chill.
Yeah.
No, it's more... Netflix and chill. You just need Tubi and chill.
No, it's more Tubi and get off your get drunk off your ass and chill.
I was gonna say I'm not getting off to anything on Tubi.
I reckon I could find a few things.
Oh well, there is Virtual Girl. That's got lots of fake yeah. boobies.
Yes. Or pretty much. Like sorry, go ahead, Chad.
I feel like we're failing podcasts. Where are the Squarespace or MeUndies ads?
We're back to the movie.
I know, right?
That is true.
Now we're at Central Florida or something.
University of Central Florida.
Mm. Oh, I think, look at that old computer, that IBM. Oh my God, it's so sexy. Sorry.
Great kind of.
This yeah. is this reminds me of the time when I did computer and business studies in TAFE. This is what this class looks like.
And I bet you use those computers because the TAFE at Cobar could only afford these old ones from the 80s with those like massive floppy disks.
Yes.
Doesn't love a good floppy disk.
I think I was playing a lot of Leisure Suit Larry on my computer. Either what?
And then an ad came up on your computer that said, don't copy that floppy, and then it gave you a rap song.
Yes.
Good times. Good times.
Marcy, Haley, I think you both need to get this girl's hair.
I already have that hair. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't suit short, really short hair, so that's a no from me.
My hairdresser must have thought I wanted this chick's hairdo.
look at that guy back there. It's like, so, guys, come out here.
But it's not working.
So none of these people are actors, right?
Yeah.
Look at that guy's pants in the background. I don't know what's up with those.
Pants, well, I can't see anything.
They're like cargo jeans.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the guy that wearing camouflage pants. So that's why I was like, I can't see anything. What do you mean?
What I love about this scene. Love about this scene is this basically her telling her boyfriend the entire backstory of her life.
Yeah, it's because I only just met now.
I know.
Look at that person's outfit with that red top and those black pants.
I love it. It's iconic. Styling. They're out.
Styling and profiling.
All these fashions need to make a comeback.
Do they, though?
Yes.
Some of them already have, to be honest.
Camo's back, pretty much. Those dudes lined up there looked like they were taking a piss.
We're just going to stand there and look at the serenity.
The serenity.
I like how they're all in community college, which I'm assuming is his.
Is community college like TAFE?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like it's like the cheap cunts version of school.
Yes. Wow.
He's parked in the disabled spot. What a cunt.
He's not disabled.
Look at his outfit now.
What do you mean? I can't see shit, Bede.
He's John Cena at Bede.
I can only just see his beard, his hairy chest, and his white shirt.
I was going to say, how hairy is this dude?
And what is with that? Actually, no, I think I like the earring. I'm not... jury's still out.
This dude is really obsessed with his sister. It's like, how dare you go out with this guy I've only just met?
Pretty sure it's very incestuous on his part.
And obviously that's Kid Rock on the far left.
Yeah, how much to get Shane to dress up like the Kid Rock guy?
Oh, that's only one tier.
Poor Shane. So, which one's the director?
The guy in the middle.
Okay.
He's the older guy that clearly looks like he shouldn't be in college at all.
So, yes. He's basically a Canadian hard 65.
Yes. He co-wrote and produced this movie, but he's uncredibly directed because he co-directed it with the person who's credited with this movie. Yeah. What?
Coca-Cola advertisement. Oh, yeah.
I love this scene because the club owner is basically going to whoop everyone's ass in a second.
Spoilers.
All the costumes seem like clothes that you just buy out of Savers.
That's because they were.
Well, more goodwill than anything.
How come the club owner guy looks like a poor man's Benny Rieger's?
He does. Betty the Jet.
Yes. And if you haven't seen him in Wheels on Meals, watch that fucking movie because it's the best.
This fight is hilarious.
Too intense for like a, you know, a chat. Like, good chats, everyone, but like, bruh, why did it just escalate to, it went from 0 to 100 real
so
quick?
So, does the club guy know all these moves because of Dragon Sound?
I'm assuming, yes. You son of a bitch! You son of a... That's all this guy says. You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch!
Kill your ass! Okay.
You son of a bitch!
This is how Bede fights. He just yells.
I'm not even denying that. That's how I would fight.
Fuck you!
And then you'd ring me up and be like, Marcy, can you kick someone's ass for me?
No.
And you'd be like, can't right now, I gotta poo.
No, I'd ring up Shane, he'll kick their ass for me.
Are we sure,
you'd have a better show with Marcy.
Sorry? Sorry, Shane?
You'd do better call him Marcy.
Shane would be grabbing the popcorn, what are you talking about? I want to live there.
It's like a small little matchbox house.
Yeah, with all the ninjas in the forest. And then I can be like, this is my ninja clan. They're going to, like, steal all the drugs and shit.
That's the thing I love about the 80s, is just their obsession with ninjas throughout that entire time.
I miss it.
Yeah.
Me too. Ninjas need to make a comeback in movies.
I mean, you've got Ninja and Ninja 2.
Which, well, that is true.
Which are good fun.
Yeah, but those movies came out, I mean, as good as those movies are, they came out like almost a decade ago. So they need kind of bring them back in this.
We kind of got Snake Eyes coming out next month.
Yeah.
That is true. Hopefully that'll start the ninja revolution in Hollywood.
And that three-piece suit that man's wearing.
I just like how everyone, the nightclub owner, even the restaurant owner here, I think they all know martial arts. That's not even a joke. Like, most of the actors in this film were all students of YKK.
So, what I've been doing wrong in my life, I could be getting free stuff by teaching people martial arts. Fuck.
Yes.
I've wasted half my life.
Oh, here we go. The second best song of the movie.
Yes.
And which the main female lead gets to sing.
She does. Is she in any other part of the movie besides singing? I can't remember.
Oh, she is. I mean, she's the...
Do anything else besides one of the
I'm not sure. I'll have to look her up. Well, her name's Kathy Collier. And she plays Jane. I'm going to find out what else she's been in.
She's not the guy's sister, is she?
Yeah, one of the bad guy's sisters.
Oh, it's the same person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why does she look completely fucking different?
Makeup, coffee.
Because she does not want to be, like, associated with her brother, I'm assuming. Okay, well, according to IMDb...
I'm dressing up in her outfit. Sorry.
Okay, according to IMDb, this is her first and only film.
Aww.
Which I'm assuming was probably everyone else's too.
Is that her real singing voice?
I don't know. If it is, it's a pretty good singing voice. Actually, I think it might be, because that's what it has her listed as on IMDb. Like, outside of acting credits, there's only singing credits or soundtrack credits for this film.
Taekwondo!
It's like Against the Ninja, but it's they're talking about Taekwondo.
So and Taekwondo, what martial arts is this? Is it just like a mixture of everything? Just because of shits and giggles? Or what's the deal?
Well, the thing is, ninjas are from Japan and Taekwondo is from a completely different country.
It's frozen again.
Okay. I'll just leave it. Hopefully it'll come back on.
We're at 22 minutes and 8 seconds.
This is like a fur. Okay.
It's buffering.
It's frozen.
It's buffering.
We apologize to our listeners. Okay, it's back on now.
Okay, 22:11.
This is a first. It's never done this before.
Nope.
Buffering.
It just wants to do it today.
I blame Bede.
No.
Probably internet acting up today. All right, I want one of I want one of those t-shirts.
Yep.
Like, really bad.
Actually, Kathy Collier actually wrote the lyrics to this song as well.
She's a lyrical genius.
Indeed.
I'm not even lying, by the way.
Do 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 do.
Do 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 do.
Guitar solo.
Oh, and she also wrote the lyrics to Friends as well.
Again, lyrical genius.
I should say co-wrote the lyrics to these songs. Like,
I found the t-shirt on Redbubble.
Yes, I was about to say it's on Redbubble. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Do 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 do.
I need her outfit, I'm just saying.
Full lace get up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who co-wrote these songs with Kathy, Angelo Giannotti, yeah, he plays Tom in the movie, the guy who was singing Friends.
Yeah. Oh. And we've just cut to whatever.
Yeah, these cuts are awesome.
Mm.
To the bad guys creeping around because they creepers.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly feel like this movie was edited on someone's VCR.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because that's how I used to edit movies back in the day before I knew better.
Did you just see him try to jump in the car? I think he was in the door.
Yep.
He didn't quite make it. Let's go after these guys. They got better songs than us.
Do they, though? You know what this movie's missing? The bad guys needed to dress like they were in Mad Max.
Yes.
Because
that's the funny... throughout all Dude's exploitation, Marcy, you and I have noticed a lot of henchmen in movies we've been watching dress up like the people from Mad Max.
I know, it's weird. There's no explanation for it.
Just that Mad Max is iconic, and that's why.
Apparently.
Exactly.
That guy needs to look like that.
Why is that guy dressed like that?
I like he's got a beret.
Yeah, what the fuck? Look at that guy's John Cena face. And his...
It's just like, what the hell, man? We just had a gig. What gives? Why are people so mean?
Are these guys meant to be in college, by the way? Because they're at least a hard fucking 70.
That's why they're in community college, Marcy, because you could be at any age when at community college. Mm. All these people are just nerds dressed up in, like, gangster outfits trying to look tough.
Yeah, they're just like, the wardrobe department's like, just bring whatever clothes you got and
yep.
See what you got.
Yep. Yeah, that's a and fair fight, like 50.
And, frick, I just forgot the name. Band.
This guy's acting is amazing. He doesn't say his lines, he shouts his lines.
Yeah.
I want your job. You got better songs than us. I'm going to beat you up for being a better singer in band.
They're like, it's Duncan Dan.
They're kind of just like the Village People. With, you know, regular 80s clothes.
Yes. Look at the dude with the stick. He doesn't know what to do with it.
Nope.
This is my stick. He's just fiddling
around. It's my stick.
Exactly.
Oh my god. What is this guy wearing?
I'm just gonna put my beer all over your heads.
Why do they sit there and accept us? Yeah. Not Rick Rude.
Kicked in the face.
Now my car's gonna smell like beer.
That dude just stood it left had was about to hit YK Kim, and he just stood there for 10 seconds before he got kicked in the face.
Why is he wearing flares?
Is that fashion? Flares, darling. We love a good flare.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest action sequences of all time.
I think Shane's in like a coma from how much he loves this.
Yes.
I'm just enjoying this in silence, friends.
I love how he has to slow-mo his own shots. Yes. Wait, we're in a different location!
This is kind of like a precursor to the speed ramp thing in 300. It's like, goes slow and then ramps back up again.
Yeah, Zack Snyder saw Miami Connection.
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Well, you want to show the techniques.
I like how the dude who looks like Ravishing Rick Rude, Tom, I should say, that's the character's name, like, he is in the group, he knows martial arts, and he's like the worst fighter out of all of them. He barely does anything in this movie.
Yeah, it's because his moustache does it.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, he's wearing flares. This was the 80s. Flares were not in then. Well, maybe. I don't know. No, not really. He just did a barrel roll.
Gotta do a barrel roll.
Ad.
Well, that was it.
Ad.
Proper ad, not the movie porting.
Yes.
Let's share a video. I think all these companies need to, like, sponsor us on all of our podcasts, since we talk about them on every 2 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll just write to Samsung right now.
Indeed.
And I'll be like, while you're at it, can you send me a free flip phone? I'm just curious.
That's the weirdest flip phone I've ever seen.
No.
Active portrayal.
Although so I do miss slamming my phone shut after a phone call.
Yes.
Apologies. I just sneezed.
How dare you? You ruined the podcast.
I didn't mean to.
How dare you be human?
Well, I'm against the ninja. Is that okay?
don't you love these weird, like, medicine American ads where it's like, may cause temporary death?
Okay, here's an interesting bit of trivia. YK Kim was so popular in Orlando, Florida, that the local government and law enforcement allowed him to film anywhere in the city without permits.
Wow. So he must be like a top bloke then.
Yeah, I think he is. Like, he was very well known in the community when they made this movie.
That's very sweet.
All the bikers were real bikers who were paid in beer.
Nice.
Fuck, that's all right then. That's how you fucking make a movie.
Yeah, pay everyone with grog.
Then we're back to the healthcare.
Here's an interesting another one. Angelo Giannotti, who plays Tom, and Kathy, who plays Jane, who wrote the songs for this movie, and they were actually dating in real life at the time.
Oh,
wow.
And to avoid any discomfort during the kissing scenes between Kathy Collier and Vincent Hirsch, who plays her on-screen boyfriend in this movie, Giannotti was just told to go buy beer for the crew, so they filmed the scenes while he was gone. All
right, we're back at 28:45. There we go.
All right, here comes one of the... Here comes one of the best acting scenes of all time.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's fucking incredible.
It's so hilarious that if you look in the background, you can tell the guys are so trying not to laugh.
I know this is and how you base all your
soul act- of the movie.
Sorry, Shane.
It's the heart and soul of the movie. Show respect.
Yeah, I know that Bede bases all his acting off this scene.
Indeed, Jim is pretty much who this the guy here. He's pretty much me in this movie. Give me the letter!
What happened? He won't tell me. What happened?
And this monologue is amazing.
They're peer pressuring him.
We're your best friends. You have to tell us.
Wait, I'm your best friend. You're my best what? Friend, Mark.
YK Kim is literally Tommy Wiseau in this movie. or at least Johnny.
Why does he look so angry?
This is your father? I thought it was your younger brother.
Thought we were all orphans, man.
They are all orphans. Jesus. Wait, you're not actually an orphan? Well, we kind of...
Get out! Now.
Here comes the monologue.
Oh my god, that's so terrible. What?
If you look in the background with the other guys, you can definitely notice that they're trying not to laugh. So they're not even looking.
I know! He's trying to keep a straight face! But I'm still confused why he was angry! He's like, this is your father! Like, wow, okay, calm down.
I think Mark was just pissed that, you know, like, you're not actually an orphan like the rest of us.
Look at the guy in the middle. He's really trying not to laugh. Look.
He has to put his head down so you can't see his smoke.
You can't see. He can't look up.
Guys have an emotional breakdown.
Oh, God! Fucking hell.
You were saying, Shane?
I just said that was beautiful.
It was so moving.
I'm gonna use that monologue for the next audition I go to.
Yes.
Here comes the song again. Friends forever.
Yes!
And lots of bare asses. Okay, not...
Everyone's wearing barely their bikinis.
And they're all driving on the actual beach? Like, we kill people.
I don't know.
Even this cop has to pull these people over.
Oh, jeez, that was a barely their bikini.
Hey, baby.
Maybe they should have.
Look at this guy.
Maybe they should have renamed this section like "Men Creeping on Women."
Did you hear that line? He said they don't make buns like that down at the bakery.
Yeah.
The guy,
what?
Tom, the guy with the mo. His reactions throughout all of this scene are hilarious. I think this scene was just only put into A, show some women in bikinis, and also...
play the song like, again?
Yes. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh my god, look at him!
He thinks he's like the smooth operator of the group, but he clearly...
He legit thinks he's Rick Rude.
Yes. and he's getting beaten up by the women, and probably deservedly so.
Well, he didn't mean to fall into her tits.
Are we sure about that? She has to be dragged away. Wait, I want to go back into that into that pile.
Ew.
So even, like, Tom can't even beat up, like, gang members, ninjas, and also women in bikinis. Like, he is that weak of a character.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I would have sent her boyfriend away too. Jesus, how much kissing does one scene need?
Meanwhile, at the gym.
Yeah, for some reason. Look at that guy!
Working out in the gym in a tank top.
Half of them have camo, the other half have jeans. Come on.
I like how most of the people who are in this gym are very flabby.
One of them looked like Axl Rose.
No, that dude was Kid Rock. Look at that, their bandages.
Beat, are you body shaming these guys? They're trying to get in shape. Come on.
Marcy, as a flabby man, I feel very represented in this scene.
Good, there you go.
So it also gives me the right to make fun of him.
Well, you know what?
Fun of myself.
What? You know, at least they're trying to be something, Bede. When was the last time you joined a criminal organization?
Last week.
And which one was it, Bede? Which one?
Well, Marcy, if I tell you, they might kill me.
Well, then tell me.
I swear this dude, Jane's brother, his hair and beard aren't real. They're like pasted on.
These earring choices, holy shit.
Look at that guy. So what?
What was this dialogue? That was probably the most accurate thing said in the whole thing.
They all do taekwondo. They're bad. Okay.
Their actual martial arts is really bad. This is actually like from film for the actual movie. It's just a documentary of YK Kim doing a class at his
I wouldn't
gym.
Be surprised.
Doing a kata.
And spitting.
And what people might not know, he was 70 years old when he made this. I made that up, just to be clear.
Yes. That would have been...
Sorry, I cut someone off. Ew, wash your feet, bro.
I was going to say...
Brass man.
All right. Here's a bit of trivia. YK Kim was so disappointed in the original cut of the film, he wanted to reshoot some scenes, but Woo-Sang Park, or Richard Park as he's credited here, had already returned to South Korea. So Kim read a book on film directing. Then he enlisted his co-star, Joseph Diamond, to write new scenes, even though he had no writing experience. So Diamond read books on screenwriting. That explains everything.
Are you saying you don't do that, Bede?
I do that on occasion.
There you go.
I'm just saying, it's impressive. And also, my favorite bit of trivia, despite the title, the film takes place in Orlando, Florida, not Miami.
Yeah, but Orlando Connection doesn't have the same ring to it.
That is true.
I mean, they could have always called it California Connection.
Do-do-do-do. This music sounds like, send me an angel. Oh, wait, wrong song.
I don't even know what they're doing right now. That guy looks John Cena'd.
Sparring. They are sparring.
The dude's not even attempting to block any of these kicks.
What
he looks
is
like
this?
A stun mullet.
Yeah, that's why I said he's John Cena-ing it.
Look at that slow motion.
That guy likes getting fisted, just saying.
Wow. I don't know what it is about this main guy, the really tall guy. He looks like a grown up version of the kid from Kids.
Oh, jeez. That's so random.
I know. But he does.
That's creeping me out a little bit.
I apologize.
You should apologize.
All right, now I give you a knife and try to stab me.
And I'll show you different ways of how to stop being stabbed.
Mate, wash your fucking dirty feet.
I don't even know why they're even doing this outside when they have a perfectly good building behind them.
Maybe they just want their vitamin D.
That is true. I think that guy was right before. They got black belts, but they're pretty bad at Taekwondo.
I don't know what's going on, to be fair. Sorry,
To be fair.
Ew! This is not what I want to watch.
His nose with his toes.
Feet in his face.
This scene, I think, was only put in the movie so people can, like, see a demonstration of his Taekwondo.
Pretty much.
And he got stabbed.
Oh my fucking god, he fucking did.
Good work.
Now let's break some boards.
I'm gonna break some bricks.
And freeze frame. And drink some Pepsi when we're promoting Coke earlier.
We gotta promote all the soda.
Ew, that guy doesn't brush his teeth by the looks of it. Well, we're almost halfway through.
This is what Batch would say. We're about the halfway point, Mazu.
Tell me there's still 10 hours to go.
Yes.
And I'd just be like, friends forever!
Although I'm a bit disappointed because at no point in this commentary, since you've already seen this movie, you're not going to be like, I'm scared.
I am actually scared of that guy's not brushing his teeth.
Well, hi, Mark.
I think we're a bit too enthralled in this movie to actually talk as much as we normally do.
Sorry, everyone.
It's so beautiful, this movie. Friends forever.
I wish I had friends like these.
No.
I know. They communicate and talk honestly.
All right, fine. Do you guys want to form the band Dragon Sound 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yes.
And our headlining song will be Friends Forever, Friends for Eternity. Loyalty, yes. Honesty. Actually, you know what I need right now? I need Bede to sing that song as William Shatner.
Oh, no.
Please.
Okay. Yes, I gotta let me find the lyrics.
I need it as Shatner as possible.
I suppose you didn't want me to do it as, like, Nicolas Cage.
Or yeah. Christopher Walker.
But you can do all of those, but you gotta do Shatner first.
Okay. Friends, through eternity, loyalty, honesty, we'll stay together through thick or thin. And I'm Nicolas Cage, I'm gonna be like, friends forever, we'll be together, we're on top because we plan to win! And then I'll be like, wow, we've been together for so long.
Add.
When I'm weak, you make me strong.
Friends forever.
Hell.
Oh, look, Marcy, it's an ad for your favorite shop, the Subway.
Subway.
Yeah, you're on when,
fucking.
When does Bede start the impressions?
Yeah, what does that tell you? Also, Subway can go fuck off and die. It stinks.
Well, there goes our future sponsorship with Subway.
I'm sure Steven Scow does enough.
I think he ordered like at least 30 Subways just yesterday.
If anyone needs reference to that, go listen to our Sniper Special Ops episode.
Yes.
I wonder what Jared's up to.
Isn't he in jail for being a pedo?
Okay, now we know what Jared's up to.
I'm pretty sure he got done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're back alcohol. All right, go.
By the way, you can still drink some more alcohol while watching Miami Connection.
And seeing Friends Forever, Friends for Eternity.
Friends Forever.
Wow. Friends Forever. All right, now sing it as Arnold. Go.
Okay. Friends Forever. We are top because we plan to win.
Now it's Dolph Lundgren.
I've been looking for you.
Shut up! Hold on.
My impression.
Wait. Okay, we're at 42:37.
Okay, we're back.
Yep, 42:41. Okay, now Sylvester Stallone.
We're on top because we plan to win.
Look at that guy's shorts!
Those are fucking undies. Those aren't shorts.
Jesus! Fucking hell!
Look at the buns on that one.
Remember back at the time where people wore their bandanas around their arms?
Like that guy there. And tight.
Those shorts are way too short. You can almost see
and his
testicles.
And they're so tight. All their pants are tight.
Whoa.
I'm so out of it. I thought that was the band.
No, it's the guy who owns the restaurant.
No, I meant the guys. I meant the guys attacking him. Bede, how much for you to wear those shorts?
100 tears. Wow, he's got like Mickey and Minnie on his apron. I'm surprised that they got license from Disney to do that.
I don't think they did.
They probably don't even know. Probably doesn't.
Can we talk about what Rick Rude is wearing?
That's a bathrobe.
That's amazing.
I mean, it is a jacket, but it looks like a bathrobe from this angle.
Oh my
god. So basically, the band comes here, has dinner, and then they go play a show. It's their ritual. Yeah. The food must be really good here.
Wait, a Taekwondo fighter's being taught Taekwondo right now.
Yeah. It's in the heart and in the head. That's where Taekwondo's at.
Oh.
Ew, no!
This is disgusting.
Someone has a foot fetish and it's nasty.
Quentin Tarantino is masturbating to this scene.
Oh, Bede! You're fucking disgusting.
He's not wrong, though.
But I'm not wrong.
He's not wrong, but it's still fucking disgusting. Friends forever.
Someone left us a note.
Did they?
Oh, my God.
So do they leave all their instruments at the club?
I think so. Well, they work there. If they're there like every night, then they obviously work there so that they can leave their stuff behind.
That's a good point. Friends forever.
All right, who else can you sing that song at? This is the same shot from before.
It is.
It's a gym montage.
All right, okay. Who else can you do with that song?
Who can? Maybe I can do George.
Yeah, okay. Do George Tell Takei. Yeah, no, George Takei. Okay. All
right.
Well, is that appropriate?
Yes.
Yes. Friends for through eternity, loyalty and honesty will stay together through thick or thin. Oh my.
All right. How about the Munchkins?
Okay. Let me find the lyrics again. Okay. Friends forever. It's been a while since I've done a creepy Elmo. Okay.
Friends forever. Friends for eternity. Addison. Blunt and Addison will stay together for fickle fam.
There it is.
Oh my god. Can you keep doing that? Don't stop.
The Jemime and everyone. Yay!
Elmo knows where you live. Elmo wants to smoke or wants to snort all the cocaine in this film.
Oh, there's Mickey Mouse again. That
guy's still got the same band-aid on his head.
And it's still bleeding. You should get that checked out.
I know, Jesus. For infections and shit, man. Must have a mad concussion.
We're just gonna, like, hang around here, and... Oh, my door's ringing. Damn door. Alright, I'll be back.
Alright, now that Bede's not here, let's talk about him. I mean, I'm kidding.
What a cunt.
That Bede, so terrible.
He is the terrible.
I'll be back. I just have a parcel downstairs.
Oh, his blow up doll arrived. And it's of that guy running on the train or whatever that is. I don't know. And why is one of the guys before had his foot up on the dash? What a cunt.
He was stretching to prepare for his fight.
Are they meant to know, like, is this an ambush? I'm confused. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, they're going to meet up and fuck shit up.
What the hell was that?
I have no idea.
I like how he's just driving. Like, whatever. But they're friends forever. We can't forget that.
Correct.
Friends for eternity with loyalty and honesty.
Sounds like a good song.
Yeah, I think it's the best song of all time. What the fuck is that guy wearing?
Which one?
Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Thanks, costume department, for the weirdest costumes.
Yeah, right.
Ever.
I think it's just their clothes. Oh, here we go.
Well.
Fight scene! So this dude is so well liked that all these people were just like, yeah, we'll be in your movie if you just give us a couple of beers.
I don't buy it. He has to be rich or something.
He's just an honest bloke. He's like, and he's good for it. Like, oh, you want a bev? All right. Be in my movie. All right.
He's like
doesn't sound very American.
He's like the opposite of Tommy Wiseau.
What? Talented.
No, not that part. I mean, he's just so well liked, people were fine to be in his movie, whereas no one really wanted to work with Tommy Wiseau. Stop! He's already dead! At least this guy wears black so he can blend in with the black. Because all those things there are black. What is up with that guy's crop top?
Because crop tops were a huge thing in the 80s.
That's like a barely there crop top.
Should bring back the crop top for guys.
Yeah, like up to their nipples, apparently. What is he doing?
Crumping.
Crumping. I'm pretty sure this is how Bede fights, all these fights.
Cropped up and everything.
Yep, and then one guy kicks him and he's dead. He's like, I died, rip.
Fatality.
Fatality. Oh, the cops decided to show up like 3 hours later.
When everyone's pretty much dead.
But without like cell phones and stuff, mobile phones, whatever. Who called the fucking cops?
Yeah.
Who was there to see this? And we're like, oh, we better ring the cops. Why? Right. What the fuck? That makes no sense. Oh, wait.
The police onto everything.
A wizard did it. I forgot. A wizard did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what would be amazing? If the sirens played Friends Forever.
The Too Late Chiefs. Where'd everybody go? I don't know.
You didn't see them all escaping, you dumb shits.
I'm back.
And what parcel arrived?
I got a couple of Scream Factory Blu-rays in the mail.
Which ones?
I got The Craft.
Ooh.
Event Horizon.
Ooh.
Event Horizon. He Knows You're Alone.
Does he, though?
And what was the other one? I should know because I bought it.
But to be fair to you, Bede, you buy a lot of stuff, so it's hard for you to keep track.
What is that
scarf? And Power Rangers the movie.
Hell yeah!
What the fuck is his fashion?
Amazing is what that is.
Mind you, all these bikers, like I said earlier, are all real, and they were just paid in beer for being in.
Yeah, well, they look real. They must have loved that dude so much, they were just like, yeah, he'll be in your movie.
Yes. I love this song. Tough guys, yeah!
Yeah, sing it as Jimmy Barnes. No, wait, sing Friends Forever as Jimmy Barnes.
That my voice almost gave out. Just do it.
Boobs.
They weren't told to show their boobs, but they just did anyway.
Ew, bum. Not to be mean, but those were pretty horrible boobs.
And that was a very saggy ass back there.
That were very saggy tits.
Oh, well, yeah, we had to put boobs. Well, I guess they had to. Well, there was like, oh, well, we had to put boobs and ass in this movie somehow.
Mm.
You can say where they came from.
It wouldn't be an 80s movie without it.
It's just weird seeing, like, normal boobs in an 80s movie because usually they're all, like, so fake.
Did you see that guy? He had a wet patch on his trousers. He looked like he pissed himself.
That's because he did. Friends Forever.
And that dude's got the noose around him.
I'm guessing he must be someone's slave. Mr. Slave. I love how they're talking about that guy.
I like how they say, that guy Mark, he's got a black belt in Taekwondo. It's like Tommy Wiseau in like the room. Like with Johnny's the greatest guy ever.
Yes.
I like how these extras aren't even making an attempt to not look at the camera. They're just going to look at it.
And these guys do not look like they belong in there.
No.
At all.
And that guy, and the bad guy has never smoked a cigarette in his entire life. He's like me.
Yeah, keep saying that, Bede. That guy is so hairy.
He is. He's even got hairy shoulders, too.
That guy's homeless.
Just a homeless person.
Oh, big titties! Whoa, titties again! I forgot there was boobs in this movie.
The bar doesn't seem to have a problem with someone flashing their boobs everywhere.
Ew.
Whoa, that dude just put a nail in his nose.
Ew.
Someone had to put a nail, right?
Friends Forever.
Meanwhile, over at the good guy's house, they're all studying.
Reading in the dark.
They're reading each other's diaries, get it right. Dear diary, today I wore a really shitty outfit and I did some taekwondo. I don't know. Dear diary.
The second most truthful thing in this movie. What's going on? Nothing.
So, what happened to the guy with his dad?
It doesn't come...
No, is it like the breast cancer incident in the room? It's just never talked about again.
Oh, no, it comes back in the play. Yeah, it comes back.
It comes back.
In a major way.
In a fucking big way. Made me believe in God.
Oh, wow.
They are, like, all studying in the dark. I suppose there's enough light outside that they can see what they're doing.
Oh my god, Rick Rude is in barely their shorts.
Ew!
You can see his willy.
I can see the outline, I'm scared.
Bede, why did you look?
I didn't mean to! It was there!
Sure, sure, Bede. That's what they all say.
Look at all the fruit on their table there.
Just means they eat healthy.
I was going to say, they eat healthy. Fruit and milk, and then he's got a donut with a spoon.
And he puts the milk in a big beer glass.
He's like Moose in The Fanatic.
Indeed.
He goes to a bar and orders a strawberry milkshake.
And now we're back at school.
This must be the over 50 school.
They're all wearing the same design of jeans.
This is the college for retirees.
Oh, these are this was shot the same day as like when
they're in the same clothes. Oh my god, that guy looks like he carries buckets. Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Sorry.
It's Charlie Sheen.
Oh, Jesus.
Winning. Let's go get some pizza.
Oh, I'm so amazed. Like, they're actually so authentic in its... like its portrayal of true friendships and how people act. It's the most realistic I've ever seen in a movie.
Definitely no toxic masculinity in this friendship.
Yeah, no put downs or...
He just gets really upset that they're not all orphans.
Except when they tried to take that guy's letter before. Give me the letter!
Ad.
Oh, ad. Meanwhile, we're on in paradise.
Meanwhile, at Friends Forever. Who else can we make you sing at us?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. After Shane's Munchkin one, I don't think I can top anything else after that.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, my God. It's
oh, my gosh. Okay, that's a challenge. Wow. Friends Forever.
Do it as a Canadian, aka Terrence and Philip.
Friends forever, eh? Okay. Friends. I can't do it. We'll stay together through thick and thin, eh?
Oh my god.
Okay, right, you can do better than that.
No, that's Swedish again.
Jeez.
I don't know, who else can I do? What other impressions can I do?
I don't know.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, jeez. No, that's too typical even for me. Oh, I got one. Friends for... Morgan Freeman.
Oh, jeez.
Friends for...
Hold on.
Unity, loyalty,
Freddy,
honesty. Perfect or Finn. Oh, wait a minute, now it's Alan Rickman. Friends forever. I could be Freddy now. Woof, 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 woof.
Yeah, sorry, because this podcast wasn't a train wreck enough. Freddy, shut up.
Don't worry, Marcy. Based on all the downloads of all our previous episodes, I think this is the reason why people like the show.
I don't know. I think they listen to it and then go, oh, this is crap, and turn it off.
Oh.
I don't know. I'll go see what's up after this ad finishes. Damn dog. Apologies, everyone.
That's okay.
But friends forever. All right. Ooh, and we are back at 59 minutes and 32 seconds. All right. BRB, peeps.
Let's have some food. This is the only place where they come to have dinner. And I like, it's like, let's go get pizza. Now let's go to our favorite, Chinese, Malaysian, or Thai restaurant.
Huh?
Dog, Mark's gonna get you! Whee! Anyone notice our friend's gone?
Nah, not yet. They stripped him?
Yeah, they took off. He doesn't have his shirt on for some reason. Tom really is the weakest character in this group.
Poor guy.
He gets kidnapped.
He's here for the sex appeal.
Yes. I'm only here for this to provide the sexiness in all the songs.
Is that a sweat patch on his chest?
I think so. It's weird.
That's impressive.
They all could be Kid Rock. And look at her outfit.
Show off them sick gains.
I might dress up as these guys for Halloween.
All three of them?
Yes.
Costume at the same. Throughout the night.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one at night. What? Is this a salami? That's what he just said.
Jesus.
Poor Tom. He's basically the damsel in distress in this whole movie. Put in that product placement with some Coors Light.
How does his mates not know that he's gone?
Yeah, you'd think they would have noticed by now. Like, I mean, being in the restaurant after like 10, 20 minutes of picking up, where's Tom? He hasn't joined us yet. Maybe they just forgot about him because everyone knows that Tom sucks.
Oh, no.
We might as well go save Tom. I mean, he's the only one who sings all the songs.
And we knew exactly where they took him.
Exactly.
Because it's such a small town after all.
Exactly.
And the bad guys are located in one spot, and we're located in the other.
I like how they just have pipes as, like, weapons. Like, drainage pipes.
Well, it is very effective.
Where'd my friend go? Oh, I got hit! And now they're dead.
Oh no, my beer.
It was still half a drink left.
Man, he didn't even light up and you're like, give me some of that shit, mate.
Oh no, it's Nicolas Cage coming out of the shadows. somebody, is there a man being beat up by black taekwondo fighters? Nah, let's forget about it.
I think my fancy earring detects some movement.
His earring has radar in it.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Whee! Whoa! you jumped.
You're just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Sorry, I'm back.
Hello, like how he just I just stabbed him in the, cut him in the neck, look at the blood.
The carotid artery, he did.
That was a fairly decent effect compared to the other ones.
Mark just committed murder.
Yeah, but he's allowed to.
Oh, yeah, he's the hero.
He's like, he's like Dexter.
That's true.
Killing for the right reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Also a lumberjack.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what he needed?
I'll say this, though.
Oh, sorry. What's you that? Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
He needs those jeans that Chuck Norris invented for, like, kicking.
Yes.
Anyway.
The ones that kind of, like, stretch so you can actually lift your leg up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to beat you up.
Bad aim, dude. Anyway.
You're in my pajamas.
He does look like he's wearing pajamas, this guy.
I mean, I'm in my pajamas, too. What do you mean?
Are you out fighting YK Kim?
Yes. This guy looks like he looks like he stole whatever the fuck Danny DeVito wears in Batman Returns.
Yes. And it's... Oh, that was the commentary you were talking about, Haley.
Yes.
Earlier.
Yes, duh. I mean, that was a super podcast one, but yeah.
Yes.
Getting my podcasts mixed up, but that was actually the last one I'd been on. Not the 2B Tuesday one, but, you know, whatever. We're here, we're having fun, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
And Jim's, like, the second weakest one in the movie, because he could barely fight, too, unfortunately.
Because he's so full of heartache.
That is true.
And what happened to Rick Rude? Where'd he go?
He was kidnapped.
Still trained up.
He was kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I've seen this once. I don't remember.
Same.
Oh, I was too obsessed with that song.
That was for stealing my letter!
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had to take Freddy out to go to the toilet, and I just kept singing Friends Forever outside.
Yes. As we all should.
Yes. What the fuck weapons are those?
Lots of weapons.
They look like they should be TV antennas, to be honest.
I want to see a slasher movie where that's the weapon.
We'll write that into a top secret project we're working on, Marcy.
There's Tom now.
Oh, yeah. And they had to have him shirtless like he's a sex slave. Jesus.
Indeed.
Yeah, I was saying that he's only... Ah! Oh, no!
Blomp.
Ugh, what a mess.
Oh, no, he did.
Meanwhile, at Ninja School, or wherever we are...
They're all sleeping.
Mourning the loss of their friend.
Meditating, actually.
Yes, meditating.
And this other guy stole Kyle MacLachlan's hair from Showgirls.
Ah, yes. It is the same hair.
Or was the inspiration for it.
Mm.
Your brother Jeff is dead. He was killed by a dragon sound. Dun dun.
Damn it, that dragon sound. Those murderers, they killed my name Jeff.
We have to GF Stiff.
GF Dean.
Call out the ninjas.
Ninjas attack.
If you told me this movie was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, I would have believed you. This is like the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
It's the origin story of the Foot Clan.
Yes.
Oh no, he lost his best friend.
Indeed. He was the Mark to his Johnny.
He was the Hunter Dunbar to Moose. Not at all, but whatever. Does this guy ever do up his pants?
He never does his pants up.
Best scene in the film.
Takes him a while to get out all the mail.
Doesn't have crammed in there.
I got a letter!
It's from Elmo.
Elmo sent you a letter about your absent dad. My father.
Oh my god! I'm Jimmy Pants! Oh my god, he's in a towel.
And he's just wearing a... He's in a towel. I'm so happy for Jim. Now they're gonna go buy a suit so he can, so Jim can impress his dad.
No. But what the movie doesn't tell you is that Jim's dad has one day left till retirement, and that he never found those pack of cigarettes.
That's why he left Jim.
Coming back with the milk.
My favorite cliche is like when somebody's like, it's like, oh, something happy's finally to me, and then they get brutally attacked and killed. The suit is amazing. Well, I better go and apologize to my girlfriend about killing her brother. And she takes it so well.
And he only had one day left to retirement. Wow, she's really happy, isn't she?
I found my dad!
Obviously, really, really didn't like her brother.
Mm.
If Jim's voice could be any more high-pitched, he could sound like Elmo.
I found my dad!
I know you murdered my brother, but it's okay. He was a dick.
It's not your fault. I understand.
Well, technically it was my fault. I did push him off the building.
Did fucking karate kick that shit out here. I mean, taekwondo kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And now they're gonna make out in front of everyone.
But it's okay. It's the male relationships we strive as men we strive to have.
So you buy your friends fancy suits and get them all excited.
I'm buying Shane a fancy suit after this podcast.
Mm.
That's recorded. You have to do this now.
No take backsies.
See you guys. I'm not going to be in this movie anymore. Bye. Legit, that's like the last time we see any of them in this movie. That jogger. Oops, I better get out of the shot. Ninjas on motorbikes. They're not being very stealth.
Yeah, they are. What are you talking about? I can't see shit.
I just see motorbikes going. It's very, like, very weird.
Mm, it's very Maximum Overdrive right now.
Yes. It's either like Mad Max style henchmen on motorbikes or ninjas on motorbikes in movies.
Yeah, didn't you know it's an 80s requirement? You gotta have ninjas and motorbikes.
Oh, ninjas.
Or it can't be a true 80s film.
Indeed.
Wow, the acting is so incredible.
Get out of the way, ninjas. How did they know they were going to the airport?
I don't know.
Ooh-ah. Whee! Off the bridge! I'm gonna ruin my suit!
No, my suit!
Run, Jeff, run!
These ninjas are pretty shit. He hit him from where?
From the side.
Hmm. Because it looked like it was from the back.
Not Jim, no!
It's gonna be my dad.
Okay, he's not dead, but still, no! I like how serious this the music is in this scene.
Jim, you can make it!
It took him long enough to even react to Jim getting sliced open, apparently.
Mark, I think this is a bad idea. By throwing, like, taking Jim into that water, his wounds are going to get, like, that dirty water is going to make his wounds even more worse.
Mad infection, yo.
Yes.
Wait, who's Jim and who's Jeff?
Jim is this...
Jeff is the geezer that died.
No, no, no. Jim's this guy here in the suit.
I thought he was Jeff. Which one is Jeff?
No, he's the brother that died.
Oh, shit! Fuck! What movie am I watching?
To be fair, Marcy, there's like four characters in the movie that have this that start with the first name of Jay. So it is confusing.
No one's really paying attention to the names, let's be real.
Yeah.
It's like John, Jim, Jane, and Jeff.
Oh my god, and the dog's at it again. Freddy, shut James. Up.
Freddy just wants to be in this movie.
Freddy, enough.
Oh, is that your next pitch? Miami Connection, Dog Edition.
Indeed.
It's the Freddy cut.
Revenge of the Freddies.
Mm-hmm. So wait, he just left him there? Okay, no worries, mate.
I gotta go fight some ninjas.
He's gotta commit more murder.
He is committing murder.
Don't the cops give a shit about what happens in this town?
Clearly not.
Nah.
See, this guy here, he's like legit running after this ninja and trying to murder him.
And he got stabbed in the
leg. Indeed.
Yes. Cops don't run this town with ninjas.
Wow.
That blood squirt was amazing.
Iconic. Almost as good as Quentin Tarantino's.
Indeed.
What are you talking about? This was better.
I died.
Oh, jeez. Ripping his shirt off now. Okay.
I only got...
He's mad.
I only got scratched in the back, but I'm okay. Tis but a scratch. I'm not like Jim, who's a wolf.
Leave Jim alone.
They are literally just walking in the same area. They're not even that far from the bridge. They're just going around in circles.
They're lost. What do you want from them?
Ah!
It's the Blair Witch... Woods.
The Ninja Witch Project.
Jesus.
Or the Blade Ninja Project.
Witch ninjas.
Witch ninjas, yes.
We're going to make that movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah. I'm now crazy.
I was gonna say, yo, bro, you're a bit late.
did they steal the swords off these guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was gonna say they weren't going to the airport with ninja swords.
Why not?
Just like how violent this movie could be. Like that dude got like got a sword straight to the face, and this guy got half his shoulder cut off. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Friends
for eternity.
Yeah, this is when they should be playing that song.
If that song played during this scene, the tone of this scene would be very, very different.
It'd be better.
Ugh, I made it all the way back here.
Without my shoulder.
Even though it was like...
by a motorbike.
Everybody's dead, master. You should have died with him.
And his head fell off.
Yeah, it was just in the way, man.
And he's laughing maniacally. Is the sun bright? You're taking up all the screen.
Okay, here's an interesting thing. This scene here, we're here with the main bad guy. It was a reshoot, and that's not even the bad guy in the costume.
Yeah, you can tell because the quality changes completely.
And also, if you look closely at its eyes, it's obviously a white dude. Because I think this is what they were saying earlier, like, the, he wasn't available, so they had to, like, use a different actor.
So why the fuck didn't they shoot this scene before?
I don't know. But in the original ending, like, the white ninja just cuts off the dude's head, and that's the last time we ever see him. So this was added into the reshoot.
Mm.
I'm going to fight you with my tiny little knives.
Can you wear that outfit, Bede?
Yes.
Honestly, it looks like just like a hazmat suit.
It probably is. They probably couldn't get the original costume, so they just got a hazmat suit and put on this guy.
On his head. That's fine.
Like, how close is this bridge to the ninja's home base?
Mm.
The fact that they had to use their motorbike?
You can see it's not him at all.
Yeah. It's not
but
even the same
the power
build.
Power of cinema and, you know, people just don't care. We know it's the bad guy.
This is like exactly. Plan 9 from Outer Space shit right now.
Indeed. It's actually Bela Lugosi in that costume.
Oh, fucking hell, shut up. No, it's the chiropractor.
Yes. I'm not dead yet, and I've now turned into a whitey.
Through the power of meditation,
ooh,
you too can be replaced by a white guy.
He dead.
And a death by a tiny knife.
Electric boogaloo.
Electric boogaloo.
And there's a lot of blood there now.
That's tomato sauce, for real.
Hell yeah, dip your fries in that, guys.
Yeah, boy.
So dramatic. It's only slow motion dramatic shots.
Told you Zack Snyder saw this movie.
It's a dramatic film, man. Can you not pick that up in the tone?
And it's all inaudible right now.
Jim!
Did Jim die on the way back to his home planet?
In the original cut, he did.
Did he really?
In this scene, yeah. In the original ending of this movie, this scene was what was going to end the movie, and you find out that Jim actually died. And then just then, it's like, and then a plane goes over here, and it's like, oh no, that's his father in the plane. And then that's how the movie ends.
That's a bit horrible.
And so they reshot the ending and included this scene. Oh. And obviously the dad is like a 18-year-old with like chalk in his beard and... I mean, chalk in his mustache and hair to make
him
look
he's
old.
Just a Canadian hard 20.
Yes. I've never met my son until today and now I'm going to look after him.
He's allowed to. Jim is like, you know, Jesus.
He got cut up so bad.
Jim suffers for all your sins.
I'm going to make right what I've done wrong. Today I almost lost Jim for the second time.
Jim is like Connie from the Peanut Butter Solution.
Yes. Now, excuse me, I'm about to go off and get another pack of cigarettes.
Oh, fuck off.
Look at Jim. He got fatally stabbed by a sword, lost at least nearly all of his blood, and he's, like, fine the next, like, a few hours later.
Did we learn nothing from Tammy and the T-Rex?
That is true.
And the fact that this guy looks nothing like the photograph.
Yeah, I think they just got some random person on the street. It's like, oh, you want to play Jim's dad in this scene, even though you don't look like him in the photo we showed earlier?
Exactly.
And Jim looks older than him. See, this guy rocked up, and the And the girlfriend, Jane, and the singer, Tom, they're not even there. It's like, oh, we don't give a shit about Jim.
That's because they are secretly having an affair.
Oh.
Freeze frame ending.
And also, only through the elimination of violence can we achieve world peace. You killed people in this movie.
I know.
That was not peace. That was complete utter murder.
And now we get to meet all the cast.
Violence.
Indeed. Which one is Jim Hirsch? There's like two guys there.
I don't know.
I think it's the dude on the right. Maurice Smith as Jim.
The best character, obviously.
Angelo Giannotti as Tom, the weakest character in the movie, but yet he sings all the best songs.
Yes.
Joseph Diamond, the other guy who we don't give a shit about, and Kathy Collier as Jane.
Oh my god, Oz Post is here. Yay!
And that's the movie.
Oh, Mark and John, Johnny, oh!
No!
These were the original Mark and Johnny.
All right, well, that's the end of that, because Tubi goes to start the next movie pretty quickly.
Which apparently is going to be a Death Race 2000.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But yes, that is the end of Miami Connection.
That is.
Forever.
And I'm sad.
Friends forever.
Beads for eternity.
And thank you, Marcy, for always being an awesome co-host, as per usual.
You're welcome, man.
And also thank you to both Haley and Shane for joining us for this impromptu episode with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you guys enjoyed watching Miami Connection together.
Indeed.
And from here forth, we are now friends forever, friends for eternity.
Yes.
Definitely.
I'm going to get us all Sound Dragon t-shirts.
Fuck yeah.
Hails to the year.
Yes.
Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Alrighty, well, if you so desire to head to our base of operations, it is supermarcy.com. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. You can join in on all our crazy crap on the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/supernetworkgroup. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork, or you can follow my Twitter account at twitter.com/supermarcy. You can find us on the Instagrams at the.super.network. You can find us on the TikToks at the Super Network. You can find us on the YouTubes at the Super Network YouTube channel. You can send Bede all your hate mail to thesupernetworksm@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsor for the episode, because that helps us do so much awesome crap. We really appreciate anyone who subscribes to our Patreon or, you know, checks out our sponsor, which is, to say it again, surfshark.deals/supernetwork. And of course, you can check us out at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. For all your early editions of the podcast and all the other excellent bonus stuff. It is unmissable, so why are you missing it? Bede, where can people find you to tell you you're a wanker?
Well, people want to tell me I'm a wanker. they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. And Haley, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Well, don't have to, but I'll be on Twitter at HaleyCaldwell9 if you are interested. Don't have to, not exciting, but yes.
And Shane, where can people find you on the internet this week?
I'm also on Twitter at ShaneMD, where I just spend all my time calling Beta Wanker.
It's true, he does.
It's very true.
But it's in a very loving way, though.
Is it, though?
I hope so. I don't think it comes across that way, but it's meant to be.
Indeed. Indeed. But once again, thanks to all our listeners for listening to this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoy it. And keep a lookout for next week's episode, which is going to be our July Patreon Picks episode, in yes. which we're going to put films up on a poll and our subscribers get to choose the film that they would like us to watch and do a commentary for. And for this one, theme is going to be Roddy Piper month. So we got four films starring Roddy Piper on the poll.
And of course, if you want to be able to vote on our Patreon monthly pick, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and you will have voting capabilities.
So once again, thanks for everyone. Thanks again to all our listeners and we'll see you next time. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Friends forever.
And we're out.
Ha 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 ha